Christian friends, you are tuned to the Archie Hardy broadcast as we come your way again today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I want to invite you to stay tuned to the broadcast today. In just a moment, we'll be joining Brother Hardy as he brings forth this beautiful message entitled Grace Sufficient. You know, personally, this is one of my favorite messages that Brother Hardy ministers because it speaks directly to the heart of every child of God. I don't care who you are, at one time or another, you will find yourself as Paul found himself, pressed in spirit and even pressed out of measure. And Paul testifies how that he sought the Lord, that he would remove from him the thing that buffeted him and came against him. But the answer to Paul was, my son, my grace is sufficient for thee. So listen closely. I know this message will bless your heart.
This morning we want to start on a new series called Grace Sufficient. Sufficient grace. Grace sufficient. I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and starting at the 7th verse. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. You know, contrary to a lot of people going across the country now, the child of God is going to be tested and he's going to go through trials. Hallelujah. Somebody say, why you're saying hallelujah? It'll become evident as I go on. They say we're going to fly to heaven on a magic carpet. Everything is going to be rosy in your life. Well, I've been serving the Lord for almost 40 years, and I've been reading the Bible continually for 40 years, and I have never found a magic carpet in it. Now, if you read the Arabian Nights, you will find a magic carpet and Aladdin's lamp. They are fairy tales. If you read the Word of God, you will not find a magic carpet. How many say amen? And you're going to have to go through some rough places before you're going to get to heaven. And in fact, you're going to find out that God is the instigator of the tough places. Let me say that again. You're going to find out that God brings the tough places called trials and tests. God is not going to use anyone, and God is not going to take anyone into heaven in his new world and his new kingdom that he hasn't tried and tested them. That's what this whole life is about now. We're in a probationary period of trials and tests to try to qualify for a place in the kingdom of God. If you'll read the book of Revelations and the letters to the seven churches, in every letter Jesus says this, and to him that overcomes. And then he tells what particular blessing that they're going to receive in each one of the letters. In fact, Jesus said, if you will overcome like I overcame and sat down in my Father's throne room, if you will overcome, then you will sit with me in my throne room. You see, Jesus, the Son of God, the one that always pleased the Father, he had to overcome. He had to go through trials and tests. And the biggest one in his life was Gethsemane. And the only time I find the Lord praying three times for anything was in Gethsemane. That he would not drink that cup, but it would pass from him. But it was the Father's will, or the Father ordained it. And finally, Jesus acquiesced, humbled himself to the will of God, reached up and drank the cup, and thank God we have this amazing grace in which we are saved and kept, and which is taking us onto our Father's house and enabling us to qualify for a place in the kingdom of God. God is going to try us. And he's going to try us severely, because he's not going to let his kingdom go through another stage of rebellion like he did with Lucifer. He made the angelic beings, gave them the right of free choice to either serve him or not. And we know the story of Lucifer, whom we now call Satan, the devil. They're just his titles. His name is Lucifer, the shining one, the bright one, that thought that he was so beautiful and so magnificent and so wise that he ought to be God, and he was going to take God's place. And he fomented rebellion, stirred up anarchy, caused one third of the angels to fall, led them on an assault of heaven to oust God, to throw God off of his throne and take over. But instead, to his sad awakening, Michael and the faithful angels met him on the embattlements of glory, defeated him, threw him out, and he began and came Satan, the devil. You know, Satan just means the accuser, and the devil just means the adversary. And he became the accuser of God to man and man to God, and the adversary of God and God's people. But God works all things together for good. Hallelujah. And he is using the devil to get a purified, tried, victorious, overcoming people that he can turn over the running of his new world without any fear that there's going to be any rebellion. My brother and sister, if you are going to rebel, and if you're going to backslide and fall, you're going to do it in this kingdom and age now. God is not going to take you to heaven without trying and testing you and proving you here to know that you're going to go all the way with him. He's not going to give you an eternal life and let you be an eternal rebel and then subject his kingdom to rebellion again. He's going to make it all in all in peace. In that day, he's going to take and unite all the families in heaven and earth. Jesus is going to head it up, and God and his kingdom will be in peace, and God will be in all in all. So right now, God is dealing with mankind to separate all the rebels. You see, he's already separated the rebels from heaven. Instead of destroying Satan right away when he rebelled, he allowed Satan to go around and try all the angelic beings. Because you see, they're free moral agents. God didn't make a bunch of robots. He's not sitting at a master control pushing buttons and making people do everything. He made beings with the right of choice to choose what they will. And God wanted man to serve him because they chose to serve him, because they love God and they want to obey him. Because you see, if you love God, then you automatically obey God and do what he says. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's the only way we can prove that we love God, is doing what God's word says we ought to do. John wrote a whole lot of scriptures in his first letter talking about, don't say we love God and don't do the things that he tells us. If we say we love God and don't do what he says, we make God a liar and we don't do the truth. How many say amen? So God is in the process of purifying and purging mankind to get all the rebels out. He allowed Satan to accuse him to all the angelic beings to get all the rebels out. He's already purified the angelic beings. And one third chose to follow Satan. Revelations, the Bible said that when there was war in heaven, Michael and the dragon, that old serpent, the devil, that old serpent, that ancient serpent that went into the Garden of Eden and deceived Eve and brought chaos and sin and death into the world and made man a slave, tries one more time to dethrone God. He leads his angelic armies up to heaven, and Michael again meets him with the faithful angels, and there's war in heaven. Before there's ever war on earth, there's war in heaven. When God wants to throw a nation over, he has to throw his angelic angel over in heaven. You can find about that in Daniel. When Gabriel and Michael overthrew the prince of Persia so that the prince of Greece should come, and that was in the form of Alexander the Great defeated the Persians and set up the Grecian Empire.
Amen. What an encouraging and inspiring message by my father, Brother Hardy. Grace sufficient. Aren't you glad to know that there is no temptation that has overtaken you except that which is common to man? And that God is faithful, that he will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but with every temptation he'll make the way of escape that you might be able to endure it. This is why we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for help in our time of need, because we have a merciful high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So regardless of how severe the test may be, we know that God's promise is, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Regardless of what you're facing today, the Bible says, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith, as though some strange thing has come upon you. But know this, that the trying of your faith is more precious than that of gold, though it be tried as by fire." So we would like to bless you and encourage you today with this beautiful message, Grace Sufficient. And we think that you would be blessed to have a copy of it for your very own, or perhaps to share it with a Christian friend that you know is going through a trial of faith. It is available on both CD and cassette. And when you order the message, Grace Sufficient, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The Bible Doctrine of Peace, because God intends for each of us to live by the principle and the promise of shalom. And this doesn't just refer to absence of conflict or troubles, but it refers to wholeness for body, soul, and spirit. You know, the New Testament writers saluted the brethren by saying, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you." And that's what we want to do by offering you these two messages. You will receive Grace Sufficient and the Bible Doctrine of Peace. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and ask for the Grace and Peace series when you write. Order from Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.